This is KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota, radio with the lake view. I hope you're ready to hear some live music because you are tuning in to our Beat Farm here at KTWH. So here we have John Ceristo, also known as Yellow Cloud Rising, hosted by Leslie and Carl. There will be an encore again this Sunday, and you can stream online at ktwh.org.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Thanks for joining us on the Beat Farm Show at KTWH, 99.5 low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org. We're Leslie and Carl, and our Beat Farm shows are live from 5 to 6 p.m. on the third Fridays of the month when we host local singer-songwriters and storytellers in this KTWH studio. Beat Farms are replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. as well. Anyone can also access recent older Beat Farms and archive programs of all kinds at ktwh.org. Thanks ever so much for listening, and welcome to our guest today, John Ceristo, who came up from Duluth. Hi, John.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm great. Will you just start us out with a song right away?
Yeah, you bet.
What will it be?
It'll be my oldest original. It's called Cold Nights. Because we experience them quite a bit around here in the wintertime for sure.
Creeping in from the outside. Wrap your arms around me so I can hide. Make me strong with your beauty and your love. No one can take me away when push comes to shove. For years I've been searching for someone just like you. Love me completely and help me get through all the cold nights, making me feel alright. Cold nights turning the dark too bright. Cold nights driving my heart insane. Cold nights, won't you please remain with me? Glimpses of your shining eyes, weeping gently with my tearless cries. What can I do to make the loving last? Time runs away and it leaves us all too fast. But you and I have to try too much. Love costs more than that. Let pour for just one touch on the cold nights, making me feel alright. Cold nights turning the dark too bright. Cold nights, it will all be okay. Cold nights, stay with me till the day. All right now. The time we had alone, when your man called you up on the telephone. One last time we held each other near, keeping love close to us and forgetting all our fear. Heart was breaking as I watched you leave. It all ended now, I just can't believe. All the cold nights making me feel alright. Turning the dark too bright. Cold nights driving my heart hide.
All right. That was great, John. I love that. And of course, anybody who lives up here probably has experienced the cold nights. You know, I'm going to ask you right away because I don't think I have been pronouncing your name right. Sure. Is it Saristo or Saristo?
Yeah, a lot of people say Saristo, but it's Saristo. It means it's archipelago, as Steve Sokola told me. I thought it was island for years. No, that means archipelago, he said to me. So I like that much better.
All right.
A chain of islands.
Well, that really was a wonderful song to start out with. And again, it was called Cold Nights, and it's one of John Saristo's earlier originals. You know, I'm going to just start, I think, right here by reading a little short introduction to you so the folks at home can know a little bit more about you. You are also known as Yellow Cloud Rising, and you're a lifelong resident of northern Minnesota. And I read this little quote, you have grown your musical talents with your Northland experiences. I thought that was well put. A descendant of Finnish and Ojibwe parents, John Saristo identifies with both cultures, and it calls it Finishinabe. Your music has, it reflects your passion for healthy vibrations as well as people coming together. That's way cool. Can you talk a little bit about your last name? I think it's kind of interesting.
My native name, you mean? Or?
Yeah, your native name.
So about, I'd say 20 years ago now, I visited with Skip Sandman at the time because he was the person that you go to and you speak with him about getting your Indian name. And I was going through some recovery things, and he was helping me to find myself and be true to myself. And he did a pipe ceremony for me, and he just sat there for a little while, and he looked at me and he says, "Your name's Ozawanaquit." And I said, "Okay, what does that mean?" He said, "Yellow Cloud." I was like, "Well, that doesn't sound very, very exciting. You know, like Yellow Cloud doesn't seem very great." But I just said, "Okay, fine, that's my name." But I had just moved in this apartment. I was unpacking my things when I had gotten back from his house that night. And I pull out this little shield it's a shield that a lady had given to me about 5 years prior. And on the back of it, it said, "Zashki Awanaquit." It was Yellow Cloud coming. And I didn't, she didn't know Skip. Skip didn't know her. And this was, he gave me my name 5 years after. And it was a situation where I felt like I wasn't alone anymore. That I had something, you know, guiding me through my path. And it was something that was really important to me. So I've kept it secret, you know, not secret, but just to myself for a long time. But I think COVID really kind of said, you know what, you need to be who you are. And I started blossoming and letting myself, you know, express myself as Yellow Cloud. And that helps me to keep myself grounded. But the rising part is, like I said, is a play on the Jim Morrison thing that I just like the idea of it. And because yellow clouds do rise, it touches everything in the sky, you know?
Right. So. And so, how did Jim Morrison use that?
He took his name he took out the letters in his name and mixed them up and came up with Mr. Mojo Rising. That's how he did it back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so it was a Jim Morrison, all the letters mixed around. So.
Oh wow.
Apparently he liked to do that. So.
Yeah, that's way cool. And everybody comes to their. To be grounded in all different ways.
And we all try to find some way to connect with Jim Morrison too. So.
Sure. And for those of you at home who maybe don't know, Jim Morrison was from The Doors, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, lead singer.
I forget the people. I'm old and people don't. Yeah, he passed away at 27. He was one of the ones, Janis Joplin himself and Jimi Hendrix died.
Right.
27. So.
Wait, did you say you're old? You see, I should be so old.
Oh.
Let's go on. All right.
Antique, kind of. I'm not antique yet. So.
Yeah, we are. Whoa, are we ever? Anyway, how about another song?
Sure. Would you like an original or a cover? Or
whatever you'd like.
All right. Well, I do quite a few Pearl Jam songs. I really enjoy Eddie Vedder's voice. I just did this one just a little bit ago in the test. So we'll do this again, I guess, because we're all from small towns. I'm from Carleton originally, so small towns is my thing. I seem to recognize your face, haunting, familiar, yet I can't seem to place it. Cannot find a candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes take place. Wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Memories, I think of friends, I'll slowly raise, and me you wouldn't recall, for I'm not my former. It's out when you're stuck upon the shelf. I change by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream, hello. By God, it's been so long, never dreamed you'd return. But now here you are, here I am. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. 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 Hearts and thoughts, they fade away.
Oh, nice. Very, very nice. And so that was a cover.
Yeah. Elderly woman behind a counter in a small town.
Right, and it was called Small Towns.
Yeah.
And it was first performed by Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Yeah. So somebody in their band wrote it.
Yeah, it's a really great song.
Yeah, it is a great
Eddie
song.
Eddie Vedder and I have a good kind of common sound, too, as far as our singing goes.
And so that was Eddie Vedder is the lead singer to Pearl Jam, I assume.
Gen Xers will know who that is.
Right. All right. So, let's see. A little bit more then about John Seristo, our guest today at the Beat Farm Show. He considers his large repertoire for all ages to be his strongest ability. And again, I'm reading something, a very short paragraph that I read. And the total experience that he offers includes storytelling. Also, John's usual performances are apparently enhanced by multimedia.
Yes.
What's that all about? Well, I mean, if people go out to see you live, what might they see?
Well, it's depending on the level of anxiety I'm having with the show. But usually I'll use a projection mapping. It's something that you can use a projector to put whatever type of media or media file or a filter on a space or an area and have that be kind of highlighted. I've done it quite a few times where it's been accenting the music, and it reacts to the music as well, so it can kind of give you a little extra visual, kind of like the old 60s, kind of like the way they had in the background, they'd have like a projector doing some stuff with oil and stuff like that. But I really have been using it to project a story that I want to create, usually using animals and nature videos that I put into the scene itself, and it the projection mapping wraps around all that. So it's been kind of something I've done at the Raskeller. I've done it at, I did it at a house party for the Salty Dogs not too long ago. And I just, I've done it for myself for different things that I've done. But it really, it adds that layer of, you know, the Roger Waters layer, so to speak. So, because he affected me in 2014 when I saw him live with the wall. And it really kind of got my brain like kicking about all that. So I wanted to get the whole multimedia music and visual, because it helps people to understand your story a lot better. So,
oh, that's neat. Well, yeah. So then you have to make sure that you have a solid wall behind you.
No, that's actually, you don't. That's a cool thing with the projection mapping, is it, you can map out the areas that you want. You can say just this area is going to be this, and just this area is going to be that. It gives you like this beautiful flexibility to really kind of shape your visuals that you want to do.
How did you get into that?
I started, I was doing video collaboration for a number of different companies for about 20 years in IT, information technologies. And I learned how to be a video engineer and how to be a collaboration engineer. And then I just started doing things for fun. And I'd read up, oh, this is kind of cool. And I'd start learning about that and learn about this. And it just kind of blossomed. You know, my skill set grew and grew and grew. And, you know, at the end of kind of my IT career that I had, I amassed a lot of knowledge that I could use for my own personal needs. So I've been using it. So
that's neat.
Yeah, it's different.
It is different. You know, I have seen a couple of people who paint while the music's going on. I think that's a neat visual. And this is something way different.
Yeah, and there's something else I'm doing with it too. I do 3D virtual tours for my business, Fulcrum Visions, and I create for the schools and for businesses. A virtual space that's actually VR capable. You can use a headset or your phone or device or whatever. And I want to create virtual venues. And I've been working with a lot of different places like the in this region to create a virtual space that people could attend your concert remotely and be able to be using VR and sitting right next to you while you're playing. You know, that is as a bonus kind of to be able to do the VR. So there's new technologies that are making the music more interactive for us and more immersive music.
Right.
So that's why I like to do that. So
and yeah, visual and on top of the already wonderful audio and
yeah, exactly. And the tricky part is the streaming. You know, the getting everything to sound right on the over the pipe, the internet. You got to make sure you have all the tools you need just to make sure things sound good. So
it sounds really, really complicated, John.
I think so, but I think myself, I'm just kind of like, it just becomes just a thing in my head. Just a thing
and,
in my head.
And but you've learned different aspects of that slowly and then put them to use.
And I'm like my own roadie. I'm my own setup guy. I'm my own sound guy. I'm my own everything.
You have a lot of equipment for that, I'll bet.
You know, it's grown a little bit, probably to some alarming levels at some ways. But I appreciate all the things they have as a tool, like a carpenter. You know, like you have to have the hammer. You got to have the screwdrivers. You got to have whatever you need. You know.
And John Saristo has to have multimedia, and that is way cool.
Yeah, that includes projectors and fun stuff. So
yeah, very, very neat.
Yeah.
So you are kind of known not only for your original songs and your covers, but your stories too.
Yeah.
And
the stories that I could tell or probably shouldn't be told on the radio. I would say some of the better thing that I told you about the story about my native name.
Right.
But ever since then, I've been kind of like on this serendipitous path, like since COVID, it just kind of like all of a sudden it came to me like, this is what you need to do. And you need to focus on music and you need to step forward. And I was playing at this local bar in Superior at the last resort, and I was playing there, and the owners of R.T. Quinlan's were there, and I was just playing. I didn't know who they were. I was just playing music just for the hell of it because I didn't even get paid a dime. And they said to me, you should come down and play at our bar. And I said, what bar? He said, well, R.T. Quinlan's. And I was like, you're kidding me. That's like the best place to play, you know, for music. And it's interesting down there. You know, it's that we actually adapted the One Toke Over the Line song to waiting for the bus at the DTA station, One Toke Over the Line.
Oh, cute.
So we changed that a little bit. But it's very, it's a good microcosm down that place. It's just kind of interesting. And been playing there for 2 years now. Love the folks, TJ and Jen and Mark Madela. They really just do a great job down there for music and local artists. So.
Oh, nice.
So that's been great.
Yeah. You know, that song, there was a Facebook page going around, and it was of who is that? He has a all sorts of he has a Saturday show and it's been on for 70 years, I think.
Lawrence Welk.
Wow. So there was a Facebook snip going around of two of his singers from that show, from that period, were online singing One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus.
Yep.
That's how the words go. So they thought it was a religious song, I believe.
Great. It was Brewer and Shipley actually wrote that
it
song.
Was.
And then, but the Grateful Dead played on the backing track. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
That's who played the background in that. It was Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead were playing in the background.
I never knew that. Did you, Carl?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a snippet from Eric Filipovich, my buddy. He knows all like these just little weird, obscure things.
About music writing.
That was the Grateful Dead, man.
Yeah, Eric Wood,
yeah.
Okay. So how about another song?
Sure. I've recently discovered Townes Van Zandt, and his songs are really powerful. And this is one of my favorites. The Rolling Stones covered it too, so... You're sitting there in your fine upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know. Well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. No, I never could be alone. Take me down, Lil Susie, take me down. No, you know you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. You're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby Day. I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon. Another girl will take my cares away. Take me down, Lil Susie, take me down. No, you know you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
Good one. Really good one. And that was Townes Van Zandt.
Yep.
But the name is it? Send me dead flowers or
dead flowers. Yeah,
dead flowers. Just
I was by the Stones.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones covered him. Yeah, yeah. They actually touted Townes Van Zandt quite a bit when he in the early late 70s, early 80s before he passed away.
Oh, okay.
Because Van Zandt wrote a lot of songs, a lot of really good songs.
Yeah,
Poncho and Lefty and Waiting Around to Die and all. There's some really great songs.
Here. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yep, just plain dead flowers. Okay.
Yeah, dead flowers. And I usually play it with Every Rose Has Its Thorn. So, like,
wow.
I try to do clever things like that with the songs I play.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. Really neat.
Yeah.
Speaking of Townes Van Zandt and the Stones, and I also read this very short little blurb about you. And, a mix of contemporary 80s, 90s, and classic rock covers complement John Sauristo's original songs. Covers include tunes that have been performed by Tom Petty, Neil Young, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Timberlake, Prince, Stone Temple Pilots, Elvis, and even more. And wow.
Yeah, I kind of got out of hand with the during COVID, but at the same time, it's I quit a lot of extra things I used to do that took a lot of my time, and I poured it all into my guitar and into my thoughts about music. And I've always been a writer. I've always been writing music. I've got probably 150, 200 songs that I have sitting that I want to bring out. But it just takes your heart to put them out there, and so you have to make sure that it's the right time and the right feeling. And the covers that I play are reflective of those songs and what I like to hear in music, you know.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah.
And wow, that if you have a couple hundred songs, that's really prolific.
Yeah, I worked at the casino for years, and there was fodder every day. There was stories in my head that I was hearing, oh my God, this story, that, and I would write these things down, little chunks of paper, and then they'd turn into a notebook sheet, and then the notebook sheet would turn into a computerized, typed out song, and then like years have gone by, and some of them are just like filtering through to finished, that's how they go with me. So. I don't rush at all. That Cold Night song I wrote almost 30 years ago. So.
Oh, wow.
So.
You know, that's interesting because we usually do ask people, singer-songwriters here, how do they go about writing? And I was going to ask you that, and you kind of said that. And it's funny, every single one of them has little notes,
Yep.
Something that they saw or thought or felt or want to say, and just think of it and jot it down, and then if it makes it to a song, okay,
for sure. And then there's fragments, these fragment
right.
the phrases that are that's good, but it's not really a song. I have a bunch of those, but the iPhone and or your Samsung or whatever you use, there's notes or something. If you have some sort of notes that has voice dictation, it's fantastic. Because I can just, even when I'm driving, it's safe enough. I can turn on voice dictation and say the words that are coming through my head and get it down to a somewhat degree, and then refine it later in the process. But sometimes I can write a whole song just because it starts boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And then there's another verse, and then this chorus, and we're done. There's a song,
Wow.
But sometimes it's a longer process than that sometimes too.
Right. So did you start... Well, you already played guitar when you started composing, or
yeah, I did. Yeah, in high school I played saxophone. I played alto and tenor. Never sang, but I always liked to sing. But I just didn't feel like I was good enough, whatever. But over the years, I just kind of got more confidence going to karaoke and all that whatnot. Got better and better, and then finally I said, you know what? I'm gonna sing and play together, which is not easy to do, honestly. And it's really been a journey that has made my life better. And all the things.
Yeah. What you said, hard to do. I can't even fathom lead guitar players, lead singers, how many lyrics that they can commit to memory. I'm wowed by that. I mean, really, and so many songs that people have to memorize. And it's not, like you said, it's not easy. And it's not always easy to play and sing at the same time, and I got to tell you, that is really hard for me on stand-up bass.
Here's another part of it too. It's hard to read and play at the same time too. So if you even have a music stand in front of you and you're trying to read the song, then you're trying to play and you're trying to pay attention, keep your tempo, keep your everything. It's like, boy, it kind of overwhelms you sometimes, But at the same time, you're learning. It's an all learning experience.
Yeah, and of course for parents who are listening now. The reading and playing, that uses every part of your brain, and it is one of the most helpful things for children for their brain development and intelligence.
Yeah, I recommend the tablet or iPad for the different online guitar, forums and things like that, and different services that will do auto scroll, and you can have that. It'll scroll on like a teleprompter for you, and that really made a big difference to be able to just feel less stressed out about having to flip a page or turn paper over or something.
Right, and I see symphony members. Oh my gosh, that's so much easier for them.
It is. I'm blind too at this point at 50, so I can't see that. I have to have like bold fonts, and they're like 18 point font, so it's just huge on the paper. So I only get like two lines on a paper. So.
Okay, I'm going to take just a second here to read something, and It is right wherever it is, and I lost it. And, okay, no. It is right here. You're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, low power, and KTWH.org. We're your community radio station in Two Harbors, Minnesota. And like I said, KTWH.org is the way that you can stream if you are out of this area. How about another song?
Sure.
Or a story?
No,
or?
I like the songs better. But,
okay, good.
This one, my kids called this one the underwear song, but I'll tell you why after I finished it, but it's the underwear song to them, so.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mama. Never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right. Indiana boys on an Indiana nine. She moved down there, the age of 18, blew the boys away, she's more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. Said I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving on. Keep moving on. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Well, I don't know what I've been told. Never slow down, you never grow old. Tired of screwing up, tired of going down. Tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Too cold to cry when I woke up alone. Hit the last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. There's pigeons down on Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. Nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, oh hell yes. Gonna put on that party dress. It's too cold and cry when I woke up alone. Hit the last number, I walk to the road. A last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Yeah, all right.
It's a shorter version.
And that's your kids call it the underwear?
The underwear. They, when they were about three and four at the time, they played the underwear song because I was singing lullabies to them all the time. I was so sick of it. I'm like, heck with this. I'm going to start playing guitar for them. and that was the song I played for them. And then I played Wooden Ships. I play that song for them too. And they called that one, play the underwear song. Play the underwear song because she's standing there in her underwear.
Yeah.
Was that by Tom Petty?
That's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
That's the one with him and Kim Basinger in the video where he's a mortician or whatever and she's dead.
Oh.
And it's an interesting video, but great song. Great, great song.
Yeah.
I always wanted to change it to Minnesota Boys on the Minnesota Nights because the Indiana instead.
And you can.
Right. Yep. I do it all the time, actually.
And when somebody changes a song just a little bit or whatever, I just call it a la John, you know?
I'll do Jolene for you, too. That's the one that I've changed quite a bit, actually, to modified it so it works for me. So.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Love Dolly Parton.
Well, yeah, and so how about if we do that one soon?
Yeah, it's cool.
But I'd really like to announce this. I'm sure that people out there are digging it, digging your music here. So,
well, thank you.
I'm going to tell the listeners, if you'd like to see John in person with many others doing their various arts, the KTWH Native Nations Expo and Variety Show is where you'll want to be on March 10th. It'll all be happening at the Two Harbors High School. Take in the expo in the Great Hall from 1 to 3 and the Variety Show in the auditorium from 3 to 5. The entire event is a benefit for KTWH, your favorite community radio. You can find tickets and other information about the event at ktwh.org. Hope to see you at Two Harbors High School on March 10th. Carl and I will be there for sure, and it's going to be really fun. All right. So, another song?
Sure, yeah, it sounds great.
Is it Jolene this time?
It is, yeah. I saw Jack White perform this in Bonnaroo, I saw the video of him performing in Bonnaroo in 2008, and then I loved Dolly Parton's original version, so I just made a kind of my own version here. So.
All right.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take her hand. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take her just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, flaming locks of auburn hair and ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. She talks about you in her sleep, nothing I can do to keep from crying when she calls your name, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please, I'm begging you, please don't take her hand. Sorry. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take her just because you can. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Now you could have your choice of sin. I can never love again. She's the only one for me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take her hand. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take her, even though you can. Jolene.
All right, I like that. And I do love that song.
I do, yeah.
And I love Dolly, too. Oh, I just love her.
I found a Dolly shirt at Walmart not too long ago, and everybody looks at me funny. I'm like, why wouldn't I wear a Dolly shirt? I love this.
Sure. I'd wear a Dolly shirt even.
Sorry at the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader's outfit. She still looks pretty good for 80.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yeah.
80.
Yeah.
Holy buckets. Yeah. Yeah. I should be so lucky.
I know. Me too. I make it that far.
So, well, before I forget, I do want to just, we do have quite a bit of time left, but I do want to announce who our next Beat Farm guest will be. On the Friday before St. Patrick's Day is when Carl and I will be live again, the third Friday in the studio. And we're going to feature Garth Anderson, He's from an area band called Landscapes. And he's also going to have with him a friend. I'm not sure if this person is in Landscapes as well, but Joshua Tesh will be with him on that March 15th, the usual Beat Farm time from 5 to 6. And so that is March 15th, and that band, Landscapes, was really, really good, and I'm pretty sure they donated their time to the Music Resource Center that I support wholeheartedly, lessons and learning about all kinds of music at the MRC. And so those two folks, Garth Anderson and Joshua Tesh, I think they were both there donating their time in their band called Landscapes. John, can you tell me, how did you get started in music, or when was that?
I've been playing guitar since I was about 20, 21, I think, somewhere in there, when I started playing guitar.
Wow.
So almost 30 years now. Don't tell I'm 50, but I played saxophone, like I said before, but I've always had music running through my head and like stories. But the biggest thing was during COVID, I started hearing more native sounding songs, and there's one specifically called the Air Song that I learned a long time ago. Is about, I traveled to the high holy place and I came back home safe to you, and that the tonality of that song was sung by a fellow, Mike Minnell, that I really respect a lot on the reservation. He's a beautiful singer, and he taught me, you know, what that song meant, and it applied to my life, and to so clearly to my life. And that was when I started doing more open tunings and things like that, of that nature, just to kind of make different sounds that I hear in my head. And I didn't think I was crazy. I just was hearing things. So, but since then, I dedicated this time now, since COVID and being home and being, you know, locked together with so much things to do. I said, I can't make it someone else's dreams come true anymore. I have to go for my dreams, because if I wait till I retire, it's too late. It's going to be too late. I won't have the gumption to go and do all the things that I want to do. And I had to hang my hat on being an employee and be the employer and start my own business and to create something that is wholly my own and not something that's someone else's dreams, you know, someone else's beliefs, and you buy into their culture. It's great, you know, they pay you a salary, but that's not your dream. That's their dream, and you have to go for yours and make it happen. And that's where the music is the one place I feel like I could do that.
Oh, that's such a nice little story, hon. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with us. You know, people always are wondering, is it too late to start in the music? Or, you know, what should I do with my kid? They want to play the, you know, it's any time.
Yeah, my Lucas is, he's 12, and he's the youngest, my youngest boy, and he's on the spectrum for autism, and I started really looking at how he reflects the world, you know, how he sees things. And he was doing the Shia LaBeouf thing. I don't know if you've seen it before. Just do it. You're the only one stopping you. Just do it. And he's like yelling at you on this green screen. He's just like, you're the only one that's in your way. Get out there and do it. No one's stopping you. And like, he does this to me. I'm like, just make your dreams come true, Dad. And I was like, I'm gonna do it.
Wow.
So he kept doing that to me. And I'd had to, because like, you know, it's a deal with him. You know, if I make my dreams come true, then I make it a little easier for him maybe down the road, you know.
Is he into music? I'm just curious.
He's a percussionist, but he doesn't like loud noises, which is funny. I bought him a drum set, and he's like, he didn't like it because it was too loud.
Oh.
And he just didn't know how to deal with it. But I'll hear him just like, he's tapping all these little beats and stuff. I'm like, you're my drummer. And he's like, no, I don't want to play drums.
But
he's cute. And he...
not for everybody.
I think it'll blossom over time.
Hey, maybe he'll be 20 or
Partridge
30.
Partridge Family, you know, remember that? You know, like they drive on the big old Dayglo bus. It was great.
Yeah. All right. I think we should do another cover, and maybe the one that you do by Marshall Tucker.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. And
we
worked it up a little bit here.
Right. And so I get to play on it.
Get the dang tempo right this time.
Yeah. That's kind of important, I think, for this song.
I get excited with these really good songs because it just they're such good tunes.
And then it's hard to, you know, pull back just a little bit. This is going to be great.
So sue me if I goes astray.
Sue you.
If it goes astray.
And now, you probably don't know, but whenever a piece of metal is cold, it won't be in tune. So I have to blow a little air.
Yep.
So, folks at home, I just grabbed my flute, and John and I practiced this. So I'm going to play a little flute on Can't You See? By Marshall Tucker.
Yep.
So I'll just wait.
Train down at the station, low. Don't care where we go. Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. Jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? I'm gonna find me a hole in the wall. Gonna crawl inside and die. I've been a woman, Lord. Never told me goodbye. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Whoa, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Ticket now, as far as I can. Don't never coming back. Heading down southbound, all the way to Georgia, Lord, till the train run out of track. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Whoa, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me?
That song's dedicated to my mom, honestly, because she just had retinal surgery, and I sang it to her, and she said, "No, I can't see." So she's been a big supporter of mine over the years, and I really appreciate. I think every musician has to have a good supportive mom. So.
Yeah, and bless your heart, Mom. You raised a good one, and we're loving him here. And good luck to you.
Thank you,
Mom. Yeah, and your mom.
Yeah.
Really good luck to her. Yeah. All right, let's see where we are now. So we did hear a Tom Petty tune, but can you mention what other inspiration you've had? Maybe some other great bands or maybe not even so great bands?
Neil Young, for sure. I mean, right off the top of my head, for sure. He's been a big influence just because he's been so supportive of Native rights and his autistic child that he has, too. And I respect him a great deal. And Pearl Jam is wonderful. But there's just so many good songwriters that are out there that, you find those gems that you can hold on to yourself and you find a piece of yourself in that song. And that's why I do what I do.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm just going to mention a few others, though, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Alice in Chains, Timberlake, Prince, Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Elvis and probably many more. And
Timberlake, I think, is probably the most surprising to people. So,
well,
JT is awesome. He's a beautiful songwriter, and he sings so well, you know.
Right. Honestly, yeah. He does have a wonderful voice. Do you always... Well, I know different, but can you tell us who else you usually play with or some of the bands you've been in? And, some people might have already even seen you and they don't know it.
Yeah, I do the troubadour thing, which is, a single guy and a guitar, really, for the most part, because it's hard to get people's schedules worked out. But I'm lucky enough to have Eric Flipovich from Music Around. He plays with me. Quinlan's and other gigs that we have that are kind of, he calls them the art gigs, when we do the art kind of art shows. And I really appreciate that, to have him with his stellar backing. I mean, he has note for note on the songs, and he challenges me to be better all the time. And he was my first teacher, actually, when I was about 21. I went and took lessons from him, and we've been friends ever since. And I'm fortunate to have him in my life, and hopefully I'm a good light in his life, too. So we kind of challenge each other to write songs, too, and find that commercial, the commercial sound, but still make it a real song, and make it something positive. So,
yeah,
I go up to the store, and he actually listens to you when you talk.
Yeah,
that's such a rarity.
Yeah. And I don't know, did you say Eric Filipovich and his brother Scott?
Scott, yeah.
Music Go Round. That's
on Central Entrance. They're probably the most astute musicians that are working in this market, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
To really support everybody in their growth. I mean, they want everyone to succeed, because, I believe high tides raises all ships. You all can, when everyone gets better, then everyone gets better. So.
Right. And, the way I met them, when I first moved to this town, I had really been into blues music, and so I went, gosh, I'm so lonely. I don't know anybody here. And I'm, just starting a job, and I decided to go to a blues bar.
Yep.
And actually, Eric and Scott's dad was playing in a band, and I don't even remember the name of it. His name is Steve Filipovich. And I think he just kind of helped his sons get into that.
He did, but he started with, Eric told me, he's like, how many cables I've wrapped up in my life? He said that's what I learned about 8 years old, that how to wrap up cables and do the part of the gig that they didn't want to do.
Oh, my gosh. So they kind of helped Steve's band. Do you know the name of that? I'm going to have to ask them.
It goes away from me right now. But, yeah, Steve is a hell of a bass player. So.
Yeah, and I think he kind of gave the boys a leg up.
They did their own work, but definitely gave them certainly some encouragement.
Right, right.
That's what family does.
What's that, Carl?
I said, that's what family does.
That's what family does.
Or usually beat you down so you don't want to do it. So.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think that's as the usual. Once again, I do have to mention that March 10th date at Two Harbors High. We're all getting so psyched for it, and you're going to start seeing blue and white posters all over Superior and all parts of Duluth and businesses. But if you really want your tickets or find out more information about it, go ahead and go on ktwh.org, and there will be all the information you need. Oh, okay. Every once in a while I see Carl is wanting to say something, but then again, maybe not. do you have some social media that...
Yeah,
people?
I do. It's such a challenge, to get everything down, but I've been trying to do with, I have Facebook for Yellow Cloud Rising.
Yeah.
But I do a Patreon page that has all of my links on there, and I'm trying to get all the media kind of on there. So patreon.com/YellowCloudRising.
Patreon.com.
It's a really nice service that gives you, it's kind of like a one-stop shop for all your links. And I have my business stuff on there, my 3D tours, and then also music and videos I posted. I'm posting more and more all the time. So.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to know that myself. All right. And, well, I mentioned the Yellow Cloud Power Trio, actually.
Sure.
I think that's the name of the your band that you're play that you play with at Carmody's.
Yeah, tonight it's actually going to be a power duo because but Bruce Woodman is actually going to join me for do some songs with us. But playing with Pete Anderson from PB&J.
Yeah.
Just an energetic, fun guy. You know, he's kind of crazy like me, so we get along pretty well. And we've been practicing together, and he got my set, you know, down. He's gonna play drums and also plays some guitar while he's doing drums. So we're kind of trying to double team it and get it all worked out. And
it's
a different idea, you know. It's hard to do everything yourself, but you know, someone else there is someone to check you and make sure everything sounds good.
I know. I've heard from performers that it's hard to collaborate because of the time. This group is gigging this, you know, place and that on a different day and the time to get together to collaborate. So,
well, even this Thursday, this Friday, third Friday, I was playing at the Reef for about 6 months, and it just so happened that they just wanted to move away from my show. And that's fine. But this worked out perfect because this was the date that you had scheduled me to come here, and I would have been playing at the Reef right now.
Oh, wow!
So it worked out great. But I appreciate everyone who gives me an opportunity. Maybe if they like me, they like me. If they don't, I understand too. You know, but I tried to play enough for everybody to enjoy me.
But just to get it right, tonight you are playing.
Yeah. 9 to 12 at Carmody's.
9 to 12 at Carmody's. You know, I do love me some Ed Carmody. He's just
it's a great place. It's a funky little bar, and it's got a little flavor to it. So I like
that. And we more about this probably next time we're on the air live. But we are going to have our Dylan Jam at Carmody's again for those of you listening who might make that an annual thing, and we just have a lot of fun. Yeah. I'll give you all the information, maybe you'll...
I just wanted to say, though, how I met Leslie. I want you to know it was at Carmody's, and I was on Tuesday. She played the flute on one song, and then she played stand-up bass on the next song, and then she played drums. I'm like, this lady's awesome. And it's like, this is awesome. Like, how can you play that many instruments and be that good? You know?
No.
So, it was great.
No, you know what they say... Well, the last line is master of none, and so that's me.
I always wanted a gut bucket, you know, just one of those gut buckets and a juice harp, the little twang.
Oh, I have both of those. And I must say I'm pretty good on juice harp.
That's awesome.
Okay. So how about another? Uh-oh. All right, so I'm looking at the clock now, and ours says that we have 3 minutes
I can do one more original for you, and then I think
I would love that.
This one's called Love in Your Eyes.
Oh, and before you go, though, just in case they have to fade us out or something, I just want to tell you from everybody here that I so appreciate, and I know they did, too. Everybody's asking me questions ahead of time about you,
sure.
Just thanks so much for coming and being on the Beat Farm Show with us, John Ceristo.
Love it.
We love you.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Likewise.
Okay, so here's another original by our guest, John Ceristo.
Hearts are run free. Never be tied down. Look at you and me. Try too hard and we're bound. But now's the time. Cast our fears aside. Baby, please show me. Arms open wide. That you and I never will part. Always together. In our hearts, changes could lead us to our own demise. That won't happen, cause I see love in your eyes. But I feel a ghost in your heart. What took me this long to find somebody like you? Now we're as one. Let our feelings be true. Stand by your side, even when others don't care. Nothing can stop us. No one even will dare. So you and I never will part. Always together, close in our hearts. Way that I feel it wears no disguise. That can happen 'cause